Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. At that time, Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, went up on the mountain, and sat down. Great crowds came to him, having with them the lame, the blind, the deformed, the mute, and many others. They placed them at his feet, and he cured them. The crowds were amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the lame walking, the blind able to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Jesus summoned his disciples and said, "My heart is moved with pity for the crowd, for they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry for fear that they collapse on the way." The disciples said to him, "Where could we ever get enough bread in this deserted place to satisfy such a crowd?" Jesus said to them, "How many loaves do you have?" "Seven," they replied, "and a few fish." He ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then he took the 7 loaves and the fish, gave thanks, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowd. They all ate and were satisfied. They picked up the fragments left over, 7 baskets full. The Gospel of the Lord. Let's hear it for the microphone. There are 2 great coordinates in Advent. First is this encounter. Christ comes to us, we go out to meet the bridegroom. Second is that we meet Christ who comes in this triple way, history, mystery, majesty. Today, all 6 of those things are happening here in the readings to help us to grasp in a fuller sense what the dynamism is of this season. Christ in the Gospel walks by the Sea of Galilee. And then he goes up a mountain and sits. And he has all the people carry up the mountain, those who are lame on stretchers, to guide up hand by hand the blind. The deformed and the mute were also there. Would have been much easier for Jesus simply to stay right there at the lowest point by the seashore. But he hiked up a mountain and he made us follow him there. It's a typical pattern of the Lord. At the incarnation, the Lord comes so near to make it easy for us to be able to go out to him and embrace him. But he doesn't want to make it too easy. He wants us to journey by faith. He wants us to make an exertion. He wants us to fill in the valley or level the mountain or straighten the crooked way. There's our participation. And he's always doing that, as we see in the Gospel. He makes blind men get up and come to meet him on the road of Jericho. Makes a crippled man drag himself over to the pool. He comes near, but not so near that he takes away the necessity for us to move in faith. And so we can be grateful that throughout this Easter season, he's going to make things easy, but not too easy. He's going to come, but he's also going to want us to move. Then what does he do when he comes? Today we see the great miracle, the multiplication of the loaves and the fish. It's one of two of these miracles. Lord Jesus was coming to give us a banquet, but it was a banquet in which he was going to prepare us to appreciate it. Today's first reading, we see that the Lord prepares a great banquet for us on a mountain. In order to be able to appreciate it, there's exertion involved. One of the great dynamisms of Advent is articulated by Isaiah here. Let us climb the mountain of the Lord. That's where we'll behold the one to whom we look to save us, be able to rejoice that he has. It's there that he prepares a feast of rich food and choice wine, juicy, rich food and pure choice wine. But we have to hike the mountain. The response for our psalm, one of the most beautiful. The Lord as our shepherd who calls us by name, who wants to lead us into verdant pastures and beside restful waters, wants to spread a table before us in the sight of our foes. But the way to get there is a dark valley. A dark valley that's frightening. Jesus wants us to follow him there. That's the right path because it's with him. There would be many other easier options. But he recognizes for us to be able to appreciate that food, we've got to hike the mountain and we've got to go with him through the dark valley. We've got to face our fears together with him who helps us not to be afraid. And then the banquet has a triple fulfillment. What Isaiah talked about and what the psalm talked about is fulfilled in a threefold way. First is in history. Jesus was born in a place called House of Bread, Bethlehem. And he was responding to the prayer he taught us to beg, give us today our daily bread, or that the Jews said in the desert, sir, give us this bread always. He was preparing to do that in a very earthly, material way first, as he does here, and he did elsewhere in the multiplication of the 5 loaves and 2 fish. But that, as St. John calls it in his recounting of the scene, was a simeon, was a sign, pointing to another fulfillment, which was the Eucharist, which Jesus would take bread and wine, totally change to himself, and then multiply it throughout time and place so that we will always be nourished. But even that, as St. Thomas Aquinas says, is likewise a sign. It's a reality, but it's likewise a sign pointing to the fulfillment of it all in the eternal banquet. Do you remember what today's opening prayer was? Should we ask Sister Emmanuel? She's been on a real hot streak. We prayed that by the Father's grace, we would be able to go out to meet his Son and receive the eternal banquet for which he has prepared for us. All of Advent is meant through every aspect to get us ready for the eternally signified. And that's Isaiah 25, that's Psalm 23, that's Matthew 15 here. That's where it all leads. Christ comes, but he makes us work. What are the virtues that we need for this? There are two that are highlighted by this gospel. The first is humility, that we have to recognize that we're lame, blind, deformed, and mute. That those are the qualifications to get the invitation. That we're lame, that we don't really always journey to find the Lord where He is. We're blind. Sometimes we just don't see Him. We want to behold the Lord to whom we look to save us. But sometimes He's right next to us and we don't notice. Sometimes we don't see Him in the daily contradictions or the frustrations or the hardships. Deformed, that we're out of shape, literally, and that we need to be reformed in many ways. And mute, that we don't really speak to Him the way He wants us to, and we don't speak about Him to others the way He'd like us to. But we go to Him with all of these illnesses, all these maladies, because the Lord wants precisely through them to encounter us. It's quite possible that if they didn't have these afflictions, they would have never met Jesus. Because they were going to Him precisely because they knew He had a power to change them. Second important virtue is charity. These friends of the lame, of their fellow lame, blind, deformed, and mute, cared enough about them to make the exertion to go with them up the mountain to encounter Jesus. If they didn't have that same type of fraternal love, they might never have met Him either. How the Lord sends people into our life with all their weaknesses, with all their problems, with all their struggles, with all their maladies. Because in bringing them to the Lord, we are going out to encounter the Lord too. So we need to be really grateful for all of those times. Today, and I like it here because it's elevated as a sanctuary beautifully often is, we climb a mountain to go up to meet the Lord to whom we look to save us. And our Savior comes, and He prepares a feast of rich food and the choicest drink of all, Himself, so that united with Him, He might lead us on the right path through the dark valley to that eternally verdant pasture where today's opening prayer will be fulfilled. And He wants us to arrive with all the lame, blind, mute and deformed people that He asks us to welcome and encounter and love as we do Him. Praise be Jesus Christ.